You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hello everyone, it's Michael here, the creator and co-lead host of the Hit or Miss Star Trek podcast. Just with a quick channel update, I wanted to make a video because I know it's been a while since we posted anything on this channel. And I know YouTube being the way it is, often if there's not a video, people will think, oh, they mustn't be making videos anymore. But we are, the channel is alive, and I wanted to just get that out there. First of all, but I had a little bit more than I wanted to sort of discuss in just random social media posts and such. So I thought, well, I'll make a little video, let everyone know where things stand and where we are. But before I get to the kind of state of the channel at present, I just wanted to address some sad news, which happened just a few days ago for the Star Trek community. We lost another great member of the community, another guest star. At only 45 years old, we lost the amazing Annie Wersching recently. You will know Annie for playing the Borg Queen in Season 2 of Star Trek Picard, a role that she really stuck her teeth into and did a really good job with. I know she was praised quite highly for the role, and despite my criticism of that particular storyline, which is well documented on the podcast, I will agree, I think that performance itself was outstanding and brought back some kind of menace, and along with some of the, I guess, repulsive sexuality and seductive nature that the Borg Queen needs, it was a really good role. Annie, of course, you may also know from having guest starred on a really good episode of Star Trek Enterprise back in its first season called Oasis with the late René Auberjonois. She was great in that as well, but she's also an actress who had become something of a geek legend and who had come on my radar in various ways. I know she had fans from starring on 24, but I'd actually stopped watching that show by the time she joined. So with me, it was a combination of a couple of big geeky shows. Apologies, they're not that Star Trek related, but one of them was the Marvel TV series Runaways, which I highly recommend if you haven't watched it, based on the kind of young adult Marvel comic book series, in which she played probably the most morally complex character on that show. You were never quite sure where she stood, if she was hero or villain somewhere in between, if she was out for herself. And it was probably the best performance in that show, in a sea of great performances. She was utterly captivating in that. And from there, a series that, if you know me at all, you'll know I've raved about loads of times, but a show called Timeless, which only got two seasons and a kind of special movie to wrap things up, in which she came aboard later because I think the show basically was in need of a real villain. Without getting too far into spoilers, that show had an antagonist who was very much, you know, their motivation was wanting to change time so that they could live in a, you know, in an improved time when someone they loved hadn't died and stuff. And it was all quite selfless, or perhaps that's not the word, I guess kind of quite noble motivations. And Annie came in as a character, Emma, who basically was just, I'm having fun, I'm going to F up time and make it so that this organization that I represent are ruling the world, and I'm going to have fun with it. And she was the fun villain, but the kind that I wouldn't even say you love to hate, because you just couldn't dislike. And yet again, she kind of could bring that menace and that sort of, you know, really feel like a threat when you need it. And I know that basically all of the co-stars have had nothing but great things to say, and I can believe it, because having seen behind the scenes footage from Picard and other shows and convention footage and stuff, she genuinely seemed like one of the most radiant, pleasant, nice women in the world, and it's going to be a huge loss. I highly recommend checking out any of her co-stars' social medias. They all have nothing but really blessingly good things to say about Annie. And the one that I wanted to basically single out was from Abigail Spencer, her co-star on Timeless, which I think summed it up perfectly, which was that Annie was essentially an acting ringer. You brought her into your show when you knew that you wanted somebody who could surprise everyone, bring something special, bring it to that next level, and bring in a bunch of new viewers and a level of talent. And she was never not great in anything that I saw her in. And again, I had thought she would have a long and, probably very geek-focused career. She never seemed to look down on us nerds or anything. And she just seemed really sweet. And it's a really, really sad loss. It really is. I wanted to share quickly the statement that was actually placed on her personal Facebook page, which could probably say it better than me. Apologies if I get emotional. The statement just goes as follows. Our ray of sunshine peacefully left us today. Annie was diagnosed with cancer in the summer of 2020. She chose to stay very private with her journey as she wanted her sole focus to be on her boys. She centered her attention on getting better and holding on to the strong hope pushing her ahead. All her energies were focused on fighting the disease, which she definitely conquered in true Annie fashion many times along the way. She has moved to another plane, but know that she is truly with us now and always. Her immense love was shared with all of us, and it continues on. She always adored the rainbows, birds, flowers, and sunshine. These are all part of us now as we continue to see and feel her every day. Steve and the boys are truly heartbroken. He shared, there is a cavernous hole in the soul of this family today, but she left us the tools to fill it. She found wonder in the simplest moment. She didn't require music to dance. She taught us not to wait for adventure to find you. Go find it. It's everywhere. And find it we shall. As I drove our boys, the true loves of her life, down the winding driveway and street, she would yell, bye, until we were out of earshot and into the world. I can still hear it ringing. Bye, my buddy. I love you, little family. Let's wrap them and each other in love as we mourn, but also celebrate the truly magnificent, exceptional, and beam of light that Annie is and always will be. A GoFundMe has been launched to go towards the boys' college and also this transition time for Steve and the family. I know it can be a really difficult time, and it's not fair that bills and things can mount up at this particular time for funeral costs and things. And obviously, it goes without saying that Annie had three young boys of varying ages who now have to readjust to life, and a husband who now has to kind of adjust to raising them alone. And these things are not easy. So that GoFundMe I will share in the various links and things in the description of this video. Please do contribute anything that you can. I couldn't do much, but I did donate a little bit, just I guess in gratitude for the many hours of joy that I had watching Annie's various roles in TV and wherever she is. I hope she knows that she was very, very appreciated by me, at least, and probably a bunch of us geeky types. And I wanted to at least get that out there and say my deepest condolences to all of her close friends and family. I didn't even know her, and I feel really sad, and this is a great loss. So rest in peace, Annie Wishing. And so with that out of the way, I wanted to address the channel itself. And as I've said, we are coming back. Things have been a little bit up in the air at the moment. If you aren't familiar with what's been going on, the various podcasts and personal accounts that we had have been removed from Twitter due to the Elon Musk takeover situation. Not something I want to get into here, because it's, that this isn't the forum for it. And at the end of the day, the decision was made and it's happened, so we aren't on there. But that has had a ripple effect that we are somewhat disconnected from some of the places that we might have been seen before. And one of the biggest consequences of that is that we haven't had as much contact with kind of celebrities and people that are connected with Star Trek. We had hoped to bring a couple of interviews with people that we'd been sort of chatting with back and forth over the period that we knew we'd be on a break from the podcast, but that hasn't happened. We've effectively just lost contact. So if you are anybody that works with Star Trek, or you are a friend of anyone who we've interviewed in the past and you'd like to be on, please do get in touch. We are still available other places. All of our links are always in the description, but we are on Facebook, Mastodon, Instagram, or of course you can find us on YouTube. And you know, we all have personal accounts, which you can find linked in our link trees below as well. Yeah, so apologies that there hasn't really been any content. It was a combination of that and the fact that, unfortunately, a lot of personal things have kind of come up for, well, all of us really, but some of us more than most. And I don't want to get into it because I want to kind of keep people's confidences and keep things private that should be private. But it's just meant that we haven't really been able to think or give focus to the podcasts, as it were. But I personally wanted to kind of get something out there and say that, you know, even if going forward, I'm kind of holding the fort for a little while, then it's something that I'm happy to do. I'm kind of hoping and assuming that we might have DK back with us soon. But again, that's really, he's dealing with other stuff right now, and I completely understand and respect that. And, you know, there'll be a place for him here if and when he chooses to come back at any point in time when he's ready to jump back into the work. It is a lot of work, and I don't expect anybody to put us first, basically, when it comes to some things. So, yeah, nothing to, you know, nothing to report on that field, but suffice to say that there'll be somebody here, even if it's just me. We had actually planned to have another person kind of jump on board to help us out with some of the, you know, editing and various workload and things, but then something happened as well in their life that was, again, not my place to say. That's a personal issue. So it turns out, and the help that I thought was coming kind of didn't occur either. So it's kind of been a perfect storm of rubbish things happening back and forth. But this isn't just me saying, you know, keep a lookout, we'll be around. That is true, but I wanted to give you something more firm than that. And I can actually confirm a specific return date for the podcast. Again, apologies that we haven't really been around so far, but we will be back on February the 26th with another episode of the podcast. And it's kind of a pickup episode in a sense for the time travel series that we just had. It's not necessarily a part of that series, but it is an episode that we were going to look at then, and that that I put on the docket to look at now, and to kind of bring the podcast back with just that one special episode to let people know we're still here. That episode will be us looking at the Star Trek Picard episode Assimilation. We had planned this obviously long before we heard the sad news about Annie Wershing, but now obviously that episode will be dedicated to her memory, and we will be naturally examining her performance as the Borg Queen, which is a central part of that episode. I can't say for sure if DK will be joining me. I'm hoping so, but I will definitely be here, and I'll be joined by a special guest, Jordan, who has been an absolute gem and a real doll chatting with me back and forth over on the Fediverse on Mastodon, aka Jordan LaForden. She will be joining me to talk all things her life in Star Trek and help review that episode. Beyond that, I can't really say much because things are still very up in the air with this podcast in particular. I'm trying to also get our sister podcast, Silver Screen Podcast, up and running and back on its feet as well. But I will say that although I can't confirm anything, there are nascent plans to give you a special top 10 Star Trek related episode that will probably be coming sometime around hopefully early April, if I can get it together. So I know, as I said, this podcast is going to seem like it's lying a little bit dormant, but fear not, we are going to come back with an actual full series. I've been working hard to put together a series to, you know, get together a few people that want to come and guest star on it with us. And I think I've put something together. We kind of have it at a part where it's 80% cemented and in place. If you've been listening to us, you will know that we have a theme for the series, and that theme is Klingons. So yeah, that series it's some ways away, but it will start, I promise, on June the 11th, and it will basically break down into two halves, where we will do our first six episodes, then have a little break where we focus on the Silver Screen podcast, and then return for the second half of those episodes from September the 10th for another six episodes. As I said, you can kind of speculate amongst yourselves what we might be doing, but they will all be Klingon-related episodes. And just looking at the plans that I've got here, it encompasses original series, Next Generation, Voyager, DS9, Enterprise. And obviously we'll be finishing with a movie, which you don't have to be Sherlock Holmes to figure out what movie we may be looking at if it's Klingon-related, and given what we've covered already. So yeah, do keep an eye on all of our social medias that you can find below for more information on us here and on our sister podcast, the Silver Screen Podcast. Yeah, so hopefully you will join us back here for that episode reviewing Assimilation very soon. I did want to make another announcement as well, which is to say that myself and DK will be appearing on another podcast, Trekspert's Podcast. We're recording that on February the 18th. I'm not sure when it will air, but I will make sure to keep everyone informed via the usual methods, social media and such. Yeah, very grateful to Trekspert's for inviting us on. A little nervous to be being quizzed because it's not something that we've done a lot of, and you know, our memory might not be necessarily the greatest to hold up, but we're looking forward to it. You know, it's always nice to geek out, and it gives us a chance to promote this podcast over there and to just have fun with fellow geeks and show off our Star Trek knowledge, or lack thereof, hopefully more the former than the latter. So yeah, there's not really much else to say. I was going to briefly discuss the Star Trek Picard trailer that recently dropped, but there's not a whole lot to say, except that I'm also very excited. I'm seeing all the positive reviews and things that are coming out from the people who have been lucky enough to see at least the first six episodes, apparently. Yeah, it looks absolutely the Next Generation reunion that the show arguably should have been from the start. I love the look of all of the geeky ships and stuff. Love that the characters all seem to be involved and getting into scrapes and such. And yeah, do check it out if you haven't had a chance. It is a new trailer that just dropped a couple of days ago, so it's not the same one you may have already seen. And yeah, keep an eye on our social medias for brief thoughts as that series of Picard airs as well. Do keep a close eye on things for us. If any of you would like to be guests on the podcast, again, you can reach us via all of the links you can find below. If you have an episode or anything you particularly want us to cover, or something that you'd like to bring up on the hit or miss section, then by all means, get in touch. We will do our best to accommodate. And yeah, obviously we are sending best wishes to DK and to all of those who have helped us in the past, and we look forward to seeing everyone again soon. So yeah, do come back and join us when we officially relaunch. The other big update that I wanted to share with everyone is that I won't need to tell you guys how things stand in the state of the world at the moment with regards to the cost of living crisis and everything. And suffice to say, running the podcast is not something that comes without cost. I am currently paying out of my own pocket for the RSS feed, for editing software and the various kind of methods that we can let you access the podcast, not to mention, obviously, you know, man hours, labor, things like that, and some help would be appreciated. But, you know, to that end, I have set up a Ko-fi page. That's Ko-fi. Some of you might know what it is. It's basically just a kind of, I guess, fundraiser of sorts, but it's essentially a way to tip people. So any kind of appreciation or any kind of help would be gratefully appreciated. You can choose any amount you want. I will leave a link to our coffee page to buy us a coffee, as they call it, in the description. If you want to tip anything at any point, please, it would be so gratefully appreciated. I'm not sure, you know, how much longer we can keep running the podcast as things are, particularly, as I said, as I'm kind of running things solo again at the moment, but I will do my very best to keep bringing you the content. I do enjoy doing it. So, but yeah, it would be great if you could contribute anything at all just to help towards things in a little kind of small way. And hello again, I'm cutting back in here. In the time, things have been a little bit hectic. In the time before I've had a chance to edit this particular video and get it all out, there has been an update in the GoFundMe campaign that I mentioned for Annie Wershing. I am very happy to say that there has been very nearly $200,000 raised. That's anything from between $5 and $5,000. So don't think that your, you know, any contribution won't matter. And I just wanted to share the update. It was posted by Eva Carradine, literally just a few moments ago. As I'm recording this on February the 1st, and it's just as follows. It just says, on behalf of the Wershing / full fam, coming up for a breath, you amazing human people, it really has been an It's a Wonderful Life infused few days. Remember, no man or woman is a failure who has friends. The outpouring of lives touched tales is just this side of preposterous. As I've told anyone and everyone that has reached out personally, the boys and I will lean into each other hard. It's been a wrecking ball odyssey of a couple years. There's a whole world out there waiting. We'll carry our girl with us and attack it with authority. It's all too much for my tiny human-sized brain and heart, beyond overwhelming. Not worthy is my resting state right now. This immense gift and tribute is nothing short of profound, and somewhere Annie is crying into laughter, into a snort at the honour and just goodness you have showered on our family. Thank you doesn't scratch it, but I'll do whatever is in my power to earn it. Love, Steve, Freddie, Ozzy, and Archie. Yeah, I am really happy to see that personally, and I'm grateful on behalf of them as well to everyone that's contributed. And I've mentioned already, I kind of went into it earlier in the video of what Annie meant to me. You know, some people may mock it's only acting and such, but it does mean a lot, and it did touch my life personally in an important way. So if you also have any kind of memories that you would like to share of Annie, any particular roles that you'd like, or you just want to talk about, you know, ways that she or her project touched your life, then by all means, I encourage you to contact myself or the podcasts on social media. And, you know, just because this has been a great campaign doing well doesn't mean that it's not still, you know, there for you to contribute and to donate as much as you possibly can, just to help out at a really difficult time and to show Annie's family just exactly what she meant to all of us. So, yeah. So as I say, I've kind of filled you in on the state of the podcast. Keep an eye on our social medias. I will be posting more information as and when we get it, and give you a firm kind of date for the next episode we will have back, which shouldn't be too long. Do enjoy Picard season 3. It's on its way, and hopefully I will have a chance to touch base and to speak to everyone out there who's a fan of the podcast soon. And in the meantime, remember, you know, we are Starfleet. Live long and prosper.
Live long and prosper.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.